Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a child suicide bomber carried out Saturday's attack on a wedding party in southeast Turkey. The attack killed at least 51 people and wounded scores, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan said Sunday initial evidence shows the bomber was between 12 and 14 years of age. He said the Islamic State extremists appear to have executed the attack in the city of Gaziantep near the Syrian border. In an earlier written statement, Mr. Erdogan said there is no difference between the Islamic State and militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party and followers of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he blames for a coup attempt last month. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many of the militants were captured. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremonies at the Olympics. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics today features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. This is VOA News. The president of the Philippines is threatening to withdraw his country from the United Nations.
I do not want to insult you, but maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations.
President Rodrigo Duterte struck back against the critics of his anti-drug campaign that has left hundreds of suspects dead. He ridiculed the UN as useless and lashed out against the U.S. over recent reports of political killings of black crime suspects. Mr. Duterte also accused a female senator and critic of having an affair with her driver, whom he linked to illegal drugs. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is making a new pitch to get the support of black and Latino voters. Trump is trailing badly behind Democrat Hillary Clinton among minority voters. He told the crowd of supporters in Virginia Saturday that he recognizes that outreach to black voters is something the Republican Party must do better. Earlier, Trump met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. National opinion surveys show Hillary Clinton has amassed a huge lead among both black and Latino voters, with Trump's support among blacks registering only in the low single digits, and one poll showing he was doing only marginally better among Hispanics. Democrat Clinton has been off the campaign trail for several days, concentrating her efforts on fundraising events. On Tuesday, she plans to attend a Los Angeles fundraising lunch hosted by pop singer Justin Timberlake and other prominent Hollywood figures. A wind-driven fire in central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in San Luis Obispo County has destroyed 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th. The blaze is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses an art collection that once belonged to William Randolph Hearst. Meanwhile, officials say the Blue Cut wildfire in Southern California is 80% contained. The fire has destroyed more than 300 houses and outbuildings and has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino, California. The recovery effort is underway in Louisiana as flood victims continue to clean houses, rebuild, and search for people who may have been trapped in the floods. The flooding, which the American Red Cross described as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy, has claimed the lives of at least 13 people and damaged about 60,000 homes. More than 100,000 people have registered for federal aid. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.